professional world, it was DMXC. In writing the introductions for this book, I felt the same strangeness cropping up again. So for me and for all of you, it will be DMXC throughout. I worked with DMXC for nearly 30 years, predominantly managing his public life and also doing all manner of other things. Mike Hill was his research assistant for almost 40 years, and he, too, was someone who would always help in the all manner of things category. DMXC said he never could have accomplished what he did without Mike, and the McCullough family knows this to be true. For the past 2 years, Mike and I have been going through DMXC's papers. He left behind letters, calendars, multiple evolutions of original manuscripts with his handwritten editorial changes, ideas, notes, lists, diagrams, paintings, drawings, and photographs. He never worked on a computer, so everything is in its original physical form, tactile, as he liked it. Most of the material was neatly filed in dark gray or tan steel filing cabinets, but so too were some papers haphazardly put in boxes and stacked in a barn. When those cartons were opened, occasionally inside were not only his papers, but also acorns and nests and other things you might find in a New England barn. Thankfully, even in these, there was little damage of consequence. History Matters is a collection of pieces that we thought merited revisiting. Some have been published before for small audiences, but many are previously unpublished. Included are speeches, essays, tributes, interviews, and some more personal items. The book is by no means exhaustive, and there are certain areas of his work, his life, and his personality that are not covered, including, among other things, his disciplined way of approaching everything, his love of walking and walking sticks, his insistence on things being done in particular ways, his love of lyrics and quotations, and his readily available humor. But above all, what is not sufficiently represented here is Rosalie. There's not enough of Rosalie. Rosalie Barnes McCullough, his wife of nearly 68 years, and mother of his 5 children. She was his true north, and it was she who truly made it all possible. There has been a great expression from people across the country wanting more of DMXC's perspective, more of his wisdom, more of him, and especially now. In History Matters, we give you a little more of David McCullough.
This is John Meacham. Foreword. Nobody knew very much about him. In the winter and early spring of 1945, Harry Truman of Missouri, a former Jackson County judge and United States senator, was improbably the vice president of the United States. The third man to serve in that office under Franklin D. Roosevelt, John Nance Garner of Texas and Henry Wallace of Iowa had come and gone. Truman was a natty, no-nonsense, plain-speaking man who loved history, his family, the Democratic Party, brisk daily walks, and bourbon whiskey. Curious about the border state politician, now the proverbial heartbeat away from the presidency, the prolific American correspondent John Gunther sought Truman out for an interview. What, Gunther asked the vice president, interested him the most? Truman's answer was characteristically pithy. People, he said. Truman's most notable biographer, David McCullough, would have given the same reply. An American life and letters are all the better for that shared passion. In McCullough's hands, history was an unfolding, contingent, and above all, fascinating story of people, of human beings driven by fear and by hope, by ambition and by altruism, by vice and by virtue. From the Johnstown flood and the Brooklyn Bridge and the Panama Canal, from young Theodore Roosevelt and George Washington and John Adams and Harry Truman, from Americans in Paris to the Wright brothers to white settlers on the frontier, the McCullough canon grew from a voracious curiosity about what Thomas Jefferson called the course of human events. Now, thanks to the deft and loving editing of Dory McCullough Lawson and of Mike Hill, we have a kind of last testament, a final McCullough dispatch from his long and fruitful assignment as a chronicler of the American past. In the pieces collected here, many previously unpublished, we can listen once more to a man who loved art, music, drama, adventure, and courage. We can see the world as he saw it, feel it